52 to 57, I was in the Air Force Security Service working in the Tempest Field.
Right.
And when I went to Lockheed, the field I worked in there was, well, the position I had was in the Advanced Weapons Development Group, aimed at developing proposals for Lockheed or aircraft to solve particular problems. And I had what was called a CNI responsibility, communications, navigation, identification problems, based on my being in security service. And
What are some of the things involved in CNI? I mean, I know that basic navigation is one, I gather.
I guess I was for part of the team. Communications was pretty well fixed at that time, and not really a major problem. But navigation was a beginning to be a real problem. The development of inertial guided systems, gyroscopic systems, was just coming along, and when you have, say, a aircraft that's going on well, one of the things I worked on was an aircraft that was anti-submarine warfare aircraft, and what that means is it's based at some point in the United States, for example. It flies quite a way out to a station, and it goes into a search pattern out there.
Right.
And in theory, if it finds a submarine, it can go into a hunt and kill pattern. So there's three distinct kinds of navigation problems. And at the time, we didn't have good Loran systems and things
Right.
like that. And we certainly didn't have satellite communication systems.
Right.
And so navigation was a severe problem. And
Okay.
I managed to get a team together consisting of, well, let's see. Litton had developed a gyroscope system that was small and airborne, and Leiberscope had a small airborne computer system, and Ryan had a Doppler system, a radar system, and a couple other things. Oh, and we had a celestial package on it to dampen all of those things. So I got a team together to put all this together, and it did work before they bundled everything together.